This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel said Tuesday it had launched hundreds of airstrikes over the past day, and Gaza's health ministry, which is controlled by Hamas, said more than 700 people were killed in the past day. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In the south of Gaza, a mother wails at the loss of her child, whose body is zipped in a white body bag at the morgue. The airstrike on a building in Khan Yunis killed dozens of Palestinians, many from the Sakala family. They had come from Gaza City on advice from the Israeli military to stay with their relative, Amar al-Bouta. He tells the AP,
"There is no safe in Gaza Strip. We are bombing everywhere."
Over 5,500 Palestinians have been killed in the war so far. Over 1,000 Israelis were killed in a Hamas attack on southern Israel on the 7th of October. I'm Karen Chamas.
The World Health Organization on Tuesday called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza to be able to distribute fuel and essential life-saving health supplies, including to major hospitals in the Strip's northern half. Quote, "For people in the Gaza Strip, the situation is desperate. It will become catastrophic without the safe and continuous passage of fuel and health supplies and additional humanitarian assistance," the UN Health Agency said in a statement. The organization said some health facilities in northern Gaza, including the territory's largest hospital, were waiting for WHO's supplies and fuel. Israeli tanks were spotted near Israel's border with Lebanon on Tuesday. Tension mounted between Israel and Lebanon's powerful armed group Hezbollah following the deadliest attack in years by Palestinian Hamas gunmen on Israel. This is VOA News.